Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding the situation in which we should remember Allah. As you know, the remembrance of Allah or the dhikrullah is a very general virtue in Islam. It's very central, it's very important, and it's not something that should ever be relinquished, meaning we should remember Allah in all situations. But nevertheless, there are certain situations which have been mentioned in the hadith in which remembrance of Allah has been emphasized even more. Right? The reason why we stated this is that we don't want to imply by mentioning these hadiths that these are the situations in which we should remember Allah and God, and it's okay to forget God in other situations. No. Rather, the fact that these situations have been mentioned in these hadiths simply want to say, and they want to state that these are situations in which God should be remembered even more. The first situation which has been mentioned in the hadith is the situation in which man faces his enemy. It's interesting to note that this is something that has been mentioned in the Holy Quran as well. For example, in the following verse of the Holy Quran, we read that God says, "O you who have faith, when you meet a host in battle, then stand firm and remember Allah greatly, so that you may be felicitous." Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha laghitum fi'atan fathbutu wadhkurullah, meaning stand firm against the enemy and remember Allah kathiran, a great deal. This theme has been echoed in this following hadith of the first Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali says, "When you face your enemy in battle, then lessen your speech and increase in the remembrance of Allah." Don't forget God in this situation. This is one of those situations in which we have been encouraged to remember God a lot. And obviously, if one ponders over the matter, one will understand the reason why this is so. Right? In the midst of battle, or when one is faced in this situation, one needs help, right? One needs assistance, one needs succor from God. Right? It's a situation, very difficult situation, and it's a situation in which a human being desperately needs the assistance and succor of Allah. And that succor and assistance and help can only come about when God is remembered. Another place in which we have been encouraged to remember God a lot is when a human being enters the marketplace, or when he is in distress, when he is in anger, when he is alone during pleasures. These are also other times in which we should remember Allah. All of these situations are situations in which we remember God a lot. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at remembering God when facing an enemy. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.